that we've recorded so far
have been
not great, right? So I just turned mine on.
Alright.
Do we get a bear clink to start?
Alright, we go start with the bear clink.
Who gets to do the opening throw?
We get to say this is number three for me.
This is number three for me,
this
too.
Is number
oh,
three.
Perfect.
And this is pretty much the end. Like,
No, there will be one more for me.
You have one more?
Yeah.
After People's Choice?
No. I'm done watching. There's one more thing to record.
Oh, one more thing to record. Oh,
yeah. There's a tradition with the wife.
Oh, right. I remember. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. I'm sad she's not here to just do it all in one.
I know, right?
That would be kind of cool.
We should tell people what they're listening to, so why don't you start?
This is a podcast which you are listening to on a website that I run, not Ryan. Ryan doesn't run this website.
Not yet.
It is gmanreviews.com. This is the name of the podcast. This is TIFF Dispatch number 3.
You are also listening to Wicked Little Town, the audio postcards coming from TIFF from the matinee.ca. This is also dispatch number 3. Look at
somehow,
how that worked out.
Somehow we figured this out. Like,
not no, somehow. Right? This is an intricate plan, a planned event.
Yes.
We wanted this to happen. And keeping in the number 3, there are 3 of us.
There are. There are. You are replacing Damien for me, and which I'd like to think is probably a positive, right?
I'm waiting for him to come up here. It is going to be a momentous event when he finally joins us. I don't think this town is ready for this.
I'm not sure it is either. The amount of shenanigans that might occur.
Oh, boy. It's the final day of TIFF. I have gone and caught myself the TIFF SARS, which you can hear in my voice.
Yeah. I'm perfectly fine.
You're doing well. Yeah, you're going to take it back with you to the
homeland. Yep.
I get to call in sick to work. That's great.
Isn't
it? It's wonderful.
See, I call in sick and they know. You know? They're like, yo, Ryan's like, calling in sick during TIFF?
Movie?
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Sure. Right after TIFF? Yeah, sure. How was your week, guys?
My week's been good. There's been lots of great things, right? Lots of crazy things. Lots of movies people have recommended to me, like Colossal, that turn out to be okay.
I hate you, Andrew. That movie's perfect.
Look, Ryan, we've seen it many times before. You've seen the plot synopsis of a movie, and in your head, that joke sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have to do it for 90 minutes, you're like, eh.
See, I call that the Aristocrats. You know, I just hear that same joke over and over. It still sounds good.
Yeah.
You didn't see Colossal because...
I didn't.
You didn't. You know Colossal, right? It's the Anne Hathaway movie.
Yes, it's Nacho. All
right, Nacho.
Nacho! Nacho Vigalondo. I actually miss Nacho because he brought Extraterrestrial to TIFF a few years ago.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's so good. It's so weird. Like, if I told you it was a movie about, like... An alien mothership invades over a city. You'd have in your mind...
It would make sense given what I've seen from it.
Right, but you'd have in your mind one type of story. It's not that story at all. It just happens... That's in the background,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, this little, like, domestic squabble is happening while the mothership is, like, out the window, right? So I saw that a few years ago, and ever since then, I've been meaning to get back to Nacho, and I just never
like,
have.
And the same thing, well, me and Andrew watched Time Crimes of his, which is early on.
Long time. That was early
that
on in the
was,
podcast.
Yeah, it was. I remember thinking that was the greatest movie ever made at the time. It's so good.
It was so great that when I came up for my first TIFF, Ryan emailed me and asked me, have I seen Time Crimes? And I'd forgotten I'd seen Time Crimes until he described it to me. That's how great that movie is. He was threatening to hand me a DVD to be like, Andrew, you're going home with this.
Like the Red Belt situation.
Yeah.
I still love thinking of Ryan and Lindsay in that one is Red Belt, the other is Kickboxer.
The other
is Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, yeah. And neither one of us likes the other. That's the thing. It's not like one of us thinks the other is better. The other is like, there's this movie, and then I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. I think that is, like, if we had to make a picture of their relationship in my mind, that's it.
Exactly. Right. So, it's your third TIFF, it's your second.
Yes.
Is it wearing old yet? Like, or could you just keep doing this every 2 or 3 years for the rest of your life?
I don't know.
I think I could keep doing this, at least for now. It's always good to come here to meet people, to watch
not,
the crazy
not
movies.
Not get calls from work.
Exactly. and to be able to then start subscribing to Film Spotting again, because I have this joke where I hate listening to podcasts where I've not seen a movie. And I really like Film Spotting, but they get to watch movies real early, and I don't get to see those movies.
Because they live in Chicago.
So, like, for instance, your podcast, the last movie or the last episode I listened to was you talking to somebody about Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took me so long to get around to that.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And you, like, could you keep doing this every 2 years?
I could keep doing it, but I spoke to actually Kurt about this last night. We were talking after Colossal, and I'm like, I could definitely keep doing this every few years, but I feel slowly but surely I'd be like a press guy who would leave by Wednesday instead of hanging out the extra few days.
I mean, like, the thing about the press guys is I kind of feel like they get a whole different spin on it. Like, they're in a cocoon all to themselves. Like, they're hanging out with each other, right? Like, they're going from press screenings to, you know, interview holdings to, like, basically this little stretch of John Street that we're on today and hang out just in those bars. You're not going to see them in line at the Ryerson.
Nope.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, that would just be probably a whole different way to experience a festival, right?
Which one day maybe I will. I don't know.
That's the dream, I think.
I keep making the joke that the first time I was going to come, they actually accredited me.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't come because of a visa issue. I deferred it and gave it off to my editor, and he had a whale of a time. And then 2 years later, I come back there and I'm not doing it with you again. It's like they found me out.
Oh, man. I keep thinking one of these days I just gotta pony up and
get an industry pass?
No, I kind of do want to do that because a lot of the conference stuff looks really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these panels and stuff that they hold.
Yeah.
I just got to like put my name out there to a lot of the bigger sites saying, I'm already here.
Yeah.
You don't need to fly me here. You don't need to put me up. I am the bargain basement writer.
Just pay me for the content.
Basically, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
and I can be bought cheap.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I am the reason why it's dying.
Was this, now in comparison to your other two, like, was this the best one, one of the best ones, not as good as the other ones?
One of the best. I think mainly because, like, one of my things that I talked to Douglas about each time is whenever I come up, each time I've made small decisions as to how I'm changing what I'm doing so that it's something different, as opposed to me just trying to get all the top-tier movies that I can so that I just don't have to go to Carib for 3 months.
Okay.
So, like, for example, this year one of the things I decided on doing was I wanted to do an In Conversations, which I went and I got to go and see Zhang-Chi.
They're cool, aren't they?
Right? They're great. I was actually surprised by it. It was very interesting, and I already liked her as an actress and what she's doing. I like her more now.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, she was so great, and I like that at the end they kind of, like, cut it off a little early. Because she decided that apparently over in China right now there's the Moon Festival going on. And she brought over some mooncakes and she decided she was giving it to the audience. But she only had a few, so what she did was she was going to ask the audience questions, right? And when she's like opening it up, she's like, you imagine that someone's going to ask a dumb Wikipedia question.
Right.
Where she's like, all right, let's see who wants the first one. Pull up the first guy. The guy has Wikipedia on his phone, just ready to get it right. And she's like, which movie do you not like from me?
That's awesome.
And she went down that road of like those kind of questions, which I love it, right? And it was, I mean, I could have picked 10 other people I would have loved to have seen more if I had my wish list.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely.
Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Werner Herzog. I got to see Werner Herzog, my hero, because he was at his doc. He was at the premiere of the doc that I went and watched, Into the Inferno.
How is that?
It was a good doc. Like, okay. It's not like, I wouldn't call it his best doc.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, of course, because that's Happy People in the title. Come on.
But it's definitely an interesting one. And if you like his style of documentary, which is basically him going around and being like, I want to know more.
Yeah. then you'll dig this.
Yeah.
How is this one comparing for you? Like, you did this once before. So
yeah, I did.
Getting bored yet?
Not yet.
Tired of seeing this, tired of seeing this joke?
Toronto is so done. So it's, 4 years
it's time
ago.
For Cannes next year.
Absolutely, Cannes. Or maybe Austin. I want to go to Austin. I really enjoyed this year. I got to see some cool movies. I got to watch Colossal, which is a great joke. And I got to see a lot of people. I was surprised that, like, as you said a while ago, how late movies still got people to be there, like directors and actors and thing, because last year that was not the case, or not last year, last time
usually
I was here,
usually that's not, the case. It's not even just last year.
By the time you hit like, Wednesday,
by Wednesday, Thursday, the talent is going.
Yeah.
So this morning when I watched Okafor's Law, mm-hmm. and the director and some of the cast were there, I was like, what? Did you guys miss a flight? Are you kidding? And even yesterday morning when I watched The Empty Box, the director was there for that too.
Yeah.
And like the programmer was like, please thank her, she stuck around for the whole festival, and it was like, oh, thank you, you really like us.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because even I saw Bleed for this, and some of those guys were there as well.
Oh, wow.
The writers, I think. Not like director and actor or anything, but still, you know, you get to see some people. And it was fun. I got to see movies, I got to meet some people, so yeah.
Nice.
Great. Also, I did dumb things this year, like doing the whole Midnight Package, even though
I
only saw 8 of them. One I didn't go to, and one I just knocked out, slept through.
You didn't go to Rats.
I didn't go to Rats.
Nobody went to Rats, and I think that that's an awful thing.
Yeah.
Like, I walked past that line. So my movie got out at 11 o'clock because I was in the one right before the midnight show, mm-hmm. and I walked past usually the Midnight Madness line goes around two city blocks. Like, it usually goes halfway down one city block and all the way down another city block by 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right? This one, I got to the end of it and it was like just cornering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That wasn't fair.
Yeah. And I really wanted to go because I don't mind Spurlock.
I like Spurlock.
The only real thing I've seen from him is Super Size Me, but I remember loving that movie at the time. But I didn't go because... that was the night where I got knocked out by this cold thing. I was just like, you know what? I'm missing my last two movies.
You got the
Tip Sars.
Look, I made a poor mistake by trying to go to Asuro right before that, which was going to let out like 15 minutes before the midnight. And I was like, I can do it. But then they had like a 25-minute intro with all of Korea having their own intros. That movie got out at like 12:10. And then I'm like, I can't bother. And I also slept a little bit through that movie, so I knew I wasn't going to make it. So I went, I can't do it.
See, it's funny that you mentioned the midnight, because I'm thinking one of these years I might do the entire slate of Vanguard. Because as years go on, I'm liking
You're
Vanguard.
You're growing up into Vanguard.
I'm really liking it more and more. I'm finding a lot of stuff comes out of Vanguard that I really, really dig.
Mm-hmm.
So like two that I enjoyed this year, one was Buster's Malheart. Mm-hmm. That was Vanguard and the Bad
Batch.
Was that
the Rami Malek movie?
That was the Rami Malek movie, yes.
Okay.
Rami Malek fans who are awful about stealing photos on Instagram, by the way, and giving no credit to the person who posted them.
Who needs to credit you?
If you want to steal my shit, you credit me for my shit. It's
well, hey, at least I didn't steal a whole website.
The debate is gone. I found out this week. I was bored at work for a minute. I was like, what's going on with my doppelganger?
Yeah.
That they're gone.
Is it really?
Yeah, this domain is now up for sale. I should buy it.
The minute
you should.
The minute you stop posting every day, that's when it stopped. They were like,
we can't make money on this now. But yes, I think in the future I might do something where I do all of Vanguard as like, you know, my starting point,
mm-hmm.
and then go out from there if I'm gonna do like you do and do a different
I did
approach,
enjoy so. Doing the midnight
oh it was
thing,
great
right because like they definitely had a strong opening like the first like the up first until Monday movies,
yeah.
which was Blair Witch like I was happy with
how is Blair Witch
Blair
it's
Witch,
fine
it's fine
it's I, a good
I'm,
Blair Witch
I told
movie.
You already I'm not a Blair Witch
yeah.
person
okay.
So I don't want to tell you it's going to be bad if you're a Blair Witch fan.
I mean, I call Blair Witch 2 the worst movie I've ever seen.
So does Adam Wingard.
Okay.
But it's as Blair, like, when I think about it, like, watching it, like, it actually made me interested to go back and try the first Blair Witch again.
Okay.
So I'd probably say it's good. People who like Blair Witch might love that movie.
Yeah, I think it's a good Blair Witch movie because I'm not a Blair Witch fan, but I thought that movie was pretty decent.
Right.
And to get there from where I am is a difficult feat, you know?
I didn't really like the back half movies that much.
I really liked Raw. That was a back half movie, but you slept through that one.
The one thing about me taking a shorter schedule this year, even working through it, I didn't blink through any movies. I'm like, you know, I'm tired as hell.
Yeah.
But I didn't. There's no movie where I took the really really.
And you didn't do any midnight, so it's not like you're up till 1 a.m.
No, but I mean, I was actually up quite late most of the nights because even I was.
You were writing?
I was writing, yeah. And I was getting, like, a lot of mine were letting out at, like, 11 o'clock, so I'd get home at about midnight, mm-hmm. and then, yeah, putter about until 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was, even though I wasn't doing midnight, I was saving myself, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Right? That was the bulk of it, and I still caught the cold, so, in the end, what did I really say?
So, all right, quick question. I know this is off the cuff. Well, you saw the lease, so it's going to be easiest for you. Name your top three in no particular order.
Okay, so my top three would be American Honey, which I know people didn't like, and I'm kind of stymied by that. The Bad Batch, the follow-up movie by the woman who did Girl Walks Home Alone. Yeah, Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
And I love the shirt she had on at our screening. She had a shirt on that just was like, I would rather be dancing right now.
Yeah. She's like a music fiend. I would like give my right arm to go through.
Yes, that's her
iTunes.
Was great.
Oh my god. Yeah. And a number three. I'll give a number three to the one I just saw, to Okafor's Law. Okay. That was a nice little capper. It's a good spin on a machismo kind of hound dog movie. My first experience with Nollywood. So those are my three.
I think I'm going to go Nocturnal Animals.
Uh-huh.
The Tom Ford film.
Which I can't wait to see that one.
Kenneth Lonergan's Manchester by the Sea.
Uh-huh.
Which is fantastic, right? And as my outside number three, which maybe isn't that high, but I really liked it watching it yesterday, White Sun.
Okay.
Which is this movie from Nepal. And it's about this small village in Nepal where the chief dies and his two sons come in to bury him.
Okay.
And the two sons ended up on the opposite sides of the war that occurred recently.
Oh.
So they're fighting their politics about like the old traditions versus the new way of doing things and trying to deal with the burial and a lot of confrontation. It's a really interesting kind of awesome movie I really liked.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Like, that's one that I feel worthy no one is talking about.
Yeah.
I think the only person...
Those are the kind I like, because I like to champion those movies for, like, years.
The only person I've heard mention it to me is Paolo. Okay. He sighed.
Yeah. For me, well, let's put out Nocturnal Animals first, because we've talked about that one already. It's so good. Tom Ford is... It's perfect. But the other two for me... let's just go with the crazy Kung Fu Kicker headshot. I love that movie.
That movie's great.
That movie, and the thing about that movie is that that's the type of movie that makes me do homework. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch. Apparently, I've actually watched most of Ico's movies, who is the star of it. But there's one or two that I haven't seen. And I'm now going to watch the Mo Brothers movies. I have to see all of them.
I want
to
watch the Mo Brothers movies.
Thank you. Blue,
that's me. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. And the second.
Sweet. Okay. Thank you
very much.
Funny thing, I actually heard a lot of people not liking.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised.
The thing about it is, right?
They're not
a movie.
Yeah.
That's a movie where it's extremely graphic. It's in your face. So you have
and
to
it's
already.
Dumb.
Be, yeah. So you have to already be in the mindset of I don't need to think. I just want to enjoy the blood, the guts, the kung fu, and
the
ridiculousness about it, right?
Typewriters?
Yes.
There's a typewriter somewhere.
Awesome. Yeah.
And also, it has more people from the Raid in it. It has the girl who was the hammer girl in Raid 2.
Okay.
And the guy who had the bat in Raid 2 in it as well.
Wow.
A lot of people, some people who we've mentioned names already on this podcast, cut out early.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can argue that the first hour is a little weak, that they have a little bit too much story that doesn't make sense and no one cares about. But once you get to that last half hour of boss battles...
Yeah.
It's the first day of midnight. How can you be cutting out
it was
early?
It was the second day. Yeah.
It's Friday. Come on, man.
Exactly. Right?
And those boss battles at the end, fantastic.
But I think he cut out because he was like, I am diametrically opposed to this movie. I am not watching this scene.
Fair enough.
And that's fine because it's so... exactly what it is, that if you're not down that road, then sure, you know, but I just, that's the kind of movie where I turn off my mind. I'm like, I can forgive any shitty love story that you put in here or any just dumb stuff because you have enough of what I want, right? And then the third, which is probably really my favorite, is Devine, which
What's
is
that one?
It's actually a Netflix movie, which I didn't realize. It is a French language film about...
First-time filmmaker.
First-time filmmaker. I can't remember her name, but it's a lady filmmaker, and her sister is the starring role as Dulia, I think was her name. Essentially, it's these two girls that run around, and they become a part of like this sort of gang drug thing, and crazy stuff happens, and it's just it's gut-wrenching, and it's wonderful.
That's a good movie.
And that's going to Netflix soon?
I don't know how soon,
but...
But it got, like, you had the logo up front.
Yeah, we got the logo up front, so it's probably reasonably soon. And I'm actually happy I saw it, because I would not have seen it if I knew it was a Netflix movie, but I probably still wouldn't have watched it on Netflix. Because, for instance...
You don't watch movies.
I don't. For instance, I still have in my list on Netflix the Idris Elba movie, which...
But your brother was on the podcast for that.
Okay. I still haven't watched it.
So not only did you not watch the movie, but you didn't listen to the podcast.
No, I didn't.
Why does he need to hear me talk?
Again, I don't know. I don't listen to myself talk.
Yeah. I don't listen to podcasts where I haven't seen the movie. All right?
Okay.
I can't do it. Because it's not even really a spoiler thing. I enjoy the feeling of either agreeing or disagreeing with the person.
It's funny, because sometimes I enjoy the feeling of like getting talked into a movie. That's why sometimes I listen to shows that you guys do that I haven't seen the movie. And
we pick crazy movies.
Yeah.
We go all over the place.
So I'll
pick a movie, and we'll be like, all right, we're doing the new Netflix movie that came out this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Douglas will come and be like, I want to talk about the 60s French movie that I just Googled. And I don't know anything about, but it's 60s and French.
Yeah, but that's what I actually like about your podcast, is that the main movie I'll make sure I watch, but I'll get talked into the movie on the other side.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I'll take that. Nice. I got to make sure I keep doing those, because I've been slacking on that lately.
Yeah.
So.
I've thrown it out there that I think you've taken me off of your podcast rotation because you don't want me shouting to Lindsay, watch this crazy movie in the background.
No, I got to get you back. You're coming up soon, right? You know, like the
No, I generally think it's because that anything you recommend, you say, let's talk about this, I'll be like, I can't watch it.
Speaking of which, sir, have you had a conversation with your wife about Kung Fury?
Kung Fury? I have not had a conversation with
Because you
with
need
wife
to have one, and you need to watch it.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I sent her that homework the other night.
Kung Fury?
It's only 30 minutes. You live.
Oh, God. Every time you guys do this to me, I start getting cold
sweats.
It's
so perfect.
Well, I don't, like, this has been good. We got burgers that are getting cold, so I think we're going to kind of cap it here. Yeah. I think we'd call this a good year for Tiff.
Yeah,
it's
been
a good year.
For sure.
Yeah.
I definitely did a lot more random things, and it paid off and failed every once in a while.
I look forward to not working through Tiff so that I can do more random things, and that'll actually be what I do next time. I'll leave myself a few more gaps so that if I want to, so for instance, this year's Tiff, they added screenings of Lion, and they added screenings of La La Land and Moonlight. So like, that's the kind of thing that if they add one, I'd like to be able to jump on it.
Yeah.
I did two Cinematheque screenings for the first time this year.
I did a Cinematheque this year. I saw Battle of Algiers,
right?
Which was
great.
That was
and
great.
I want to be able to add those on. So that's what I'm going to do next time that I'm not working. Mm-hmm. I'll leave myself gaps. Yeah. Longer gaps where I can add things in.
So when are you coming to Kingston?
Well, I don't, you know, my...